Have you ever been away, way down upon the Swanee River, where the rock all night and golden the light of day?
For you, Mr. Swanee.
Thank you. Missed it last week. Thank you.
Well, in fact, I was in Mexico last week, so Victoria Stilwell was on the show. We recorded an interview with my friend from Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog, and we talked about positive reinforcement, and that interview is up at WGNradio.com, where you can hear all of our archived programs. But Mr. Swanee.
Yes, sir.
Well, I pre-recorded that interview. I wasn't here. I was in Mexico at the Puerto Vallarta SPCA.
Mm-hmm.
I did a talk for their fundraiser, talked to their staff about animal behavior. This place, their sanctuary, is not an animal shelter. It's a spa. It is incredible.
A spa for the animals?
It is. They have what they've done with limited.
I'll have to tell my friend about this.
What they've done with limited resources is astounding. Why? Is your friend in Mexico?
No, but she is such an animal lover. She'd be delighted to hear that animals have a spa.
Well, these are homeless animals, no less. So,
well, even she'd be even happier. Yeah.
Exactly. So what they've done is they've taken homeless animals and they've built this facility that, first off, if you're a dog, you can be indoors or outdoors. You're always with other dogs. So they pair the dogs in groups of two or many more than two,
mm-hmm,
who are appropriately social with one another. They provide tons of enrichment. The dogs go on walks every single day. The cats, they have only one group of cats there, and the cats, it's a playground for cats. There's even a tree, a real tree. It's a small tree, so if the cats go up them, people don't have to climb up the tree to get them. But it's just absolutely great. And if they need medical care, there's a veterinarian for them. Now, we'll be talking to someone from Treehouse Humane Society, where veterinarians, plural, work with Treehouse. But in Mexico, that's not typically the case. There's no veterinarian at most facilities. There is here, and she works pretty much full time. If that veterinarian can't do the trick, they send the animal out.
That's fantastic.
To a specialist, even. They even have a rehab facility there.
Wow.
Including a hydrotherapy pool. So I'm telling you, it's a spa. It's incredible. So it was an honor for me to go down there. It was an honor for me to speak to them. I was just thrilled, and I love Mexico. I love Puerto Vallarta. In addition to that, by the way, at the benefit, the book that I co-edited called Decoding Your Dog, authored by members of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. You can go to Amazon and buy that book right now, and I hope you do, for $23. That's what it retails for. How much it sells on Amazon, I'm not sure. So that's the price. So for me to autograph the book and to do a behavior consult, how much do you think it went for in the bid? At Treehouse, it's not going. Hold on. Jenny? Yeah, go ahead, Jenny. Hold on. What?
In dollars.
$500. Jim Miller is in the studio. Jim?
I'm going to give you even more credit. I'll say $600.
$600. Mr. Swanee, I know, $1.98.
$2.25.
$2.25. So, all right.
Oh,
you guys are close. It went for $750.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. So it was just, it was a great time. And
what's
most important is we raised money for this facility, which is indeed most important.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, welcome, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. Our phone number, and you may want to call in, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I think we already have a couple texts that have come in at that same number, 312-981-7200. Because this is a topic that many of you have strong views about, quite clearly. It's what's going on at Hawthorne Racecourse. In fact, Jim Miller is in the studio. Jim, what is your title with Hawthorne? Oh, hold on a second. Help if I turned on your mic.
Go ahead. I'm one of the spokespersons for Hawthorne. I've been the assistant general manager for many years over there, and then I've left for a little bit, came back, and I'm just happy to be back there and happy to have great organizations working with us on this topic.
Yeah, Mary didn't cover this in her traffic report, but you rode in on a horse, I believe.
Exactly. You just come right down Michigan Avenue. They allow you to do that on Sunday mornings.
I had no idea, yes. And Jenny Schluter-Schluter with Treehouse Humane Society, Development Director at Treehouse, and really one of the nation's experts on trap, neuter, return, and I know happens to be fluent in Spanish as well. And
sí, señor.
Yes, 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 and a good friend of Mexico as well as I try to be.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny. So this, it's like the news story that hit the news that isn't even a news story necessarily, but there has been a lot of drama connected with it. And the good news for me is that, okay, people care about animals a lot and have been demonstrating that. So that's the good news. Unfortunately, some of their sympathy, their passion, their concerns have been, in my opinion, clearly misplaced. So, Jenny, I'll begin telling the story, and Jim, and then I'll let you, in fact, pick it up from here, Jim.
Sure.
Like most places where horses are, there can be vermin. And having cats there is generally thought to be a good thing. There are barn cats, whether you want there to be or not. And for now years, someone had come in, an individual who's a volunteer, his name is Carrie, and has helped with those cats. And in some way, Hawthorne has said, yeah, we want that help, and has worked with this one individual. Then there was a conflict between the one individual, which apparently there's been a long history of on and off, and Hawthorne Racecourse. And Hawthorne finally said, you know what, enough is enough. And at that point, this individual had taken everything to the social media as well as traditional media. So there were TV stories and there was blog post after blog post after blog post, all really saying there's a bad guy in all this. And that was Hawthorne. And Hawthorne said, you know what? We've tried to be patient, but we care about the cats, but we care about us too, and we can only take so much beating.
Sure, sure. And the thing about this is a very emotional topic, and we understand that completely. And the one thing you have to bring into regard at Hawthorne is we have the ability to handle up to 2,000 thoroughbred horses, which currently on the grounds we have about 1,500 thoroughbreds. So in addition to the feral cat population that we do have at Hawthorne, we have a large population of thoroughbreds that have to be cared for and are cared for on a daily basis. And we understand with all animals, the Carey family's been in business for over 100 years in the horse racing business. So
this is a family business.
Exactly.
When it comes
it's a family-run business. And the utmost care of all of the animals is the most important thing. And throughout this whole process, that's been our thing. Our specialty is thoroughbred horses. Our specialty is not a feral cat population. So in working with Carrie throughout the many years, we appreciated everything that she did in the care for these animals. But what we were finding was a lot of outside animals were being drawn into the backstretch at Hawthorne that may not be beneficial to the cats or the thoroughbreds. So we just got to a point where we felt that we needed to move forward, reach out to these organizations, and find out if there was a better plan, a better way of care. Try to get something in place because they are the experts in regards to the feral cat population and the care of these cats. And that was the option that we chose to take. And the reason it was brought on, Steve, is we were drawing in numerous skunks. We had six skunks trapped in a 10-day period, for example. And say, for example, a skunk were to walk into a barn of 100 thoroughbred horses and get spooked and spray the barn, well, then you have a more major issue that starts to arise. You have possums that were coming into the backstretch, raccoons that were coming in. And for us, we just wanted to find out if there was a better way to care for the cats where they were safe, the people treating the cats were safe, along with the people treating the thoroughbreds and taking care of them on a daily basis.
And Jenny, you know what? I don't know about the who said, you know, what it comes down to is he said, she said here. And I don't know what happened with Hawthorne and with Carrie. All I know is this. If the cats are most important at the end of the day, and you have three animal welfare organizations, and you'll talk about this coalition that was created. So maybe a good thing has come out of all this, because I don't know if in the entire United States there is a coalition doing exactly this, working together, taking the best of what each of these organizations does. So explain what the heck I'm talking about, what this coalition is, Jenny.
Yeah, so when we got wind of the situation, and it, I should add, it wasn't something that came up suddenly, especially Treehouse and Triple R Pets most recently were were talking a lot with Carrie over the last several months and knew there were some activities and some issues. And I, for one, over the last several years, and I mentioned this when we first met, I really wanted to kind of get in there and help because I knew for a long time there was a lot more that we could probably do. But without getting too much into it, there were some roadblocks. And I think sometimes individual caretakers want to take on everything themselves and maybe have a hard time asking for help. And so I kind of had an inkling for quite some time that it might be good to have a little bit more support there and intervene. So I was kind of happy for the opportunity to do so. And very quickly, you know, over the years, this caretaker did use resources from different organizations, Treehouse, Triple R Paws. We made a couple of phone calls. Hey, have you talked to Hawthorne? Yeah. What have you been doing lately? We got together and we decided, let's all work on this together. We all want to help in certain ways, but it could be a lot to take on. And this way we can kind of divide the labor up between us. If an urgent situation came up and someone was busy, somebody else could step in. And so we kind of threw this together very quickly, got together, had a meeting. And then over the last several weeks, what we've done since our first initial meeting was really try to gather as much information as possible to make a good caretaking plan.
Now, let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Treehouse is expert when it comes to TNR. I mean, groups all over the world literally knock on Treehouse's door and say, how do I do this? Mm-hmm. So it's Treehouse Humane Society, which is an all-cat facility in Chicago mm-hmm. that goes back since the, 1970s. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, there's Triple R Pets, which is local to the area,
yeah.
as well
right.
as Paws Chicago. Mm-hmm. So you have these three organizations that, mm-hmm. as you said, are each does the best at what these individual organizations does, mm-hmm. but are working together. Mm-hmm. I don't know how one individual, any individual, Carrie or anybody else, mm-hmm. can equal the resources, the expertise, the ability to do anything that crops up mm-hmm. that these three organizations together, no mm-hmm. less, can do. I don't understand how that can't be more beneficial to the cats. And what Treehouse, you started to say, what we did is we began in to determine, we want to know how many cats are there, who yep. these cats right. are, all that. So you've begun in this methodical sort of scientific,
yes.
lack of a better way of, but because this is what you do, you know this is how mm-hmm. to do it.
For every colony situation that we come into, this is exactly what we do. We go in, and what I always tell people, it's kind of like you got to be a private eye. So you need uh-huh. to ask everybody involved, what have they seen? Who do they observe? When do they see them? So you can get an accurate count. You need this type of information to take the best care of the animals, and this is what we've been doing, surveying, doing our research, putting together a plan so we know not only how many cats there are, where they're hanging out, when they're coming out, what's the best time to feed them, where can we come to a compromise where it's going to protect the health and safety of the workers and horses and also be convenient, not just good sure. enough for the cats, but convenient for the cats. And so I think I want, you know, some of the criticisms that I've seen that I want to address are the fact that for some reason, by looking out for the horses, we're doing a disservice to the cats. And what I want to clarify is that there is a way that you can make it good for everybody. And
correct.
I think that we've found that balance now.
Yeah, and that's the thing that on our end has helped too. And it was partially through Carrie's assistance initially for telling us the locations where she believed many of the cats were. So mm-hmm. so we had a good outline and baseline for that. And additionally, we have employees at Hawthorne that have worked in that area for 30 plus years, so they had a good idea too. So we're a month into this process working with these three organizations already, and what's really been nice is rather quickly we've been able to identify these areas where the cats are located, get a count that's pretty accurate pretty quickly, and then start to put the process in regards to shelters, in regards to feeding areas, and find locations that are safe, are away from the thoroughbreds directly, but it's safe for those caring for the cats. It's safe for the cats, too. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's been really nice because we've been able to put that process in very quickly.
Yeah, and I suppose, Jim, things are better now in every way, including for the for the race course, but sure. also for the cats.
Well, and I can tell you this, Ryan, within the last month, we've only had a sighting of one skunk on our backstretch, which has been great. And that was a skunk that was on and off quickly. We haven't had any possums. We haven't had any raccoons. And at the same time, we've noticed for these locations that we've identified for the cats that are good, safe areas, they're migrating to those locations and really handling it well. And the next process that we've been going through is, okay, what's the proper amount of food to put out? What's the proper time to put out? The proper care, and I know we'll touch on it in a little bit, but if we have an instance of a cat that is injured or is sick, how can we act and act quickly on it? And fortunately, we've been able to do so, and that's a process that's worked really nicely.
In fact, that just happened. So we'll talk mm-hmm. about that when we come back. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You can text us, and people have at that same number. I will try to get to as many of those texts and phone calls as I can. We are here in the studio from Hawthorne Racecourse with Jim Miller, Jenny Schluter-Schlieder of Treehouse Humane Society in Chicago, and how these three facilities, Treehouse as well as Triple R Pets and Paw Chicago, have come together and said, we want to help, we will help the feral cats that have been in the news, actually, mm-hmm. at Hawthorne. A strange way to be in the news, Jim. So we were talking before the break, if something happens to one of the cats, now there is a quick response, an organized response also. Mm-hmm. And veterinary care that'll be there instantly, because between these three organizations, you can provide that. And in a sense, unfortunately, this just did happen, Jenny.
Yeah, someone from the Pony Barn, Ginger, had contacted us about a cat that she thought may have been abandoned at the end of the last season. Mm-hmm. So called and said, and this is what has made me very happy, that she caged this cat. She thought he was sick. She observed him. And then she gave us a call and said he's not urinating. Morning after Thanksgiving, someone from the coalition was right over there to get him right to the vet. He's been catheterized all week. He's going to maybe need some surgery. So we're just happy that we could get on top of that as quickly as possible. He's friendly. He'll be made available for adoption.
Oh, so that's even so. The yeah. other thing that happens is now there's a way to adopt out the friendly cats,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which is a good thing.
And for us, the quick response is the key. This is a cat that you're probably going to be able to save its life, which is a good thing. Probably be able to find a home for it, which is a good thing. With mm-hmm. these organizations' help, that's something that is what we're looking for. We'll definitely assist in the process in regards to the care for the cat, in regards to the treatment for the cat, and that's what needs to be done. But because of the quick response, it's probably going to save the cat's life too.
And I announced on Pete McMurray's show here that you guys, in fact, are making financial donations to all of these organizations.
Exactly. All the organizations have been great. I mean, we spoke to Paw Chicago, Treehouse, Triple R, and they were immediately out there for us to meet with them. And really, the plan in place has been tremendous. But to get that plan in place, we're able to provide volunteers. We're able to provide all the dry food for the cat. They've assisted with a year's supply of wet food, which has been tremendous for these
wow.
cats. And in regards to anything we can do donation-wise, we'll help out. And we accept donations at Hawthorne and have already received some, too, which has been great.
Who knows? This could be a model now for others around the country. All right, before we go to news, Lights of Love is coming up for Treehouse, Jenny.
This Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. at our shelter headquarters, 1212 West Carmen. Come and celebrate pets and the people who you love, past and present, with us at Treehouse.
And it's treehouseanimals.org. You mean this coming Saturday.
This
right?
coming
okay,
Saturday,
right.
yep,
okay.
at the shelter.
Okay, very good. I love Lights of Love. It's a beautiful event, and most importantly, it's a free event. So,
free event.
Yeah, so therefore, Dave Schwani, our news guy, will probably be there. After all, it is free.
Come visit the kitty.
Yeah, Broadway and Carmen in Chicago, Jenny Schluter-Schlieder, and Paw Chicago, Triple R Pets. Thank you all for what you're doing for the cats there. That's what's most important to me. Jim Miller, Hawthorne. If Hawthorne said, you know what, Jim? I believe if Hawthorne said, we don't want the cats there, well, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right, but we do want them there, and they serve a great purpose on the backstretch. They definitely assist in the process, and we're happy these organizations are working with us.